RVs, camping trailers, even tents are staged throughout the Walmart parking lot. Music plays from car speakers and the sound of generators rumbles as families prepare to wait out the storm.
This is our third as a family with children evacuation. We had Irma, then Ian, and then this one.
Bill Short and his wife Elizabeth live in Tampa. They evacuated Monday with their two young kids and family dog. Bill says the trip to Tallahassee, which normally takes about 4 hours, took 6 hours this time because of the traffic on U.S. Highway 19 and Interstate 10. He says he's worried about the damage Milton could cause, but for now, he's trying not to focus on it.
At least for the sake of the kids, try to make it as normal of a lifestyle as possible. We travel a fair amount in our motorhome anyway, so they're kind of used to the travel. And staying in a Walmart or Bass Pro parking lot is not out of the ordinary for them.
In a press release, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's working with the CEO of Walmart to help provide space for evacuees. Walmart says it also plans to provide charging stations for storm victims needing to charge their devices, and the company is also working to secure laundry facilities and showers to place in some areas where evacuees are staying. For WFSU News, I'm Adrian Andrews.